Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers and grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives.
Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, and we've got an awesome fusion hack for you today. We've got Ms. Hannah DeVore, coach and IFBB pro here, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about cannabis, the different aspects of it, how it can apply to a fitness lifestyle. So take it away. Break it down for us.
Okay. We're going to try to do this in a short period of time. It's really hard to pack all this stuff in.
Is there a disclaimer that we need to start with?
Disclaimer is like, obviously research anything you put in your body before I start talking about before I start telling you to do a bunch of weed. Yeah. definitely be careful about what you're putting in your body, doses, etc. But yeah, hey, I'm here to advocate for all of the productive stoners. I love weed, and I know how to use it, you know, strategically in a bodybuilding journey. And now, of course, we know that there are all of these different compounds. So it's not, you know, we're not just going to be talking about THC, but we know that there are a lot of different compounds to talk about. The cannabis industry is getting really complicated, and it's wonderful that it's more available in more states and that, you know, there's more education available and, you know, there's actually studies being done, there's research being done. But at the same time, that opens up the fact that it's like, it's really hard for people to figure out what should they do. You know, CBD versus CBG and, you know, all of these different compounds. So I think that that's what we need to talk about. I can talk about THC first. So I've been a very productive THC user for many years, decades. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, that whole stereotype of like a lazy stoner. That's not it at all. I use THC very, very often in my workouts, whether it's cardio or lifting. My preference is lifting. I like to use, personally, you know, people might think, they might assume that we're going to be using sativa if, you know, like an upper weed.
Well, I think I would stop for just a second, Hannah, and just let's assume that, like, people are like me. Okay. Sativa sounds like something that goes in my cologne, or that I would sweeten my coffee with. Kind of maybe give a, can you just back up and give a little bit of one over the world about THC, CBS, CBQ, CBN,
We're going to stick with THC for now.
Yeah, right, I'm just going to start with THC just because I get so many questions about, like, I don't understand this. You use weed and then you go have a great workout and then you go for a jog and then, you know, you do, like, how are you doing this, or and how are you avoiding the munchies? All of those things. So in terms of THC, we are usually thinking of the different strains, which now, especially with all of these amazing dispensaries, there's, like, you know, thousands of incredible strains that are available to us. Really hard to decipher the difference between all of them. That's why I do like to go to dispensaries and talk to bud tenders who are super knowledgeable. But generally, we think of THC in terms of sativa versus indica. So sativa is your speed weed. Sativa is what I use to clean my house. I will put on music and clean my house for like 2 hours. And then indica being like your couch lock weed or your, you know, relaxation, sleepy time weed. Neither of them have to be what I just said, though. And then, of course, we have hybrids as well if you like to have a little bit of everything. So personally, I'm more of an indica user. I really like to be, if I'm using cannabis, it's because I want to be brought down. If I want an upper, usually I'm honestly more of a coffee girl. And I really don't like to combine coffee and weed too much, or I get really speedy. So if it's like the morning time and I need something uplifting, I'm usually doing coffee. And then if I want something to wind me down more, I'm using indica. So in the gym, when I'm lifting, especially like heavy lifts, for me, indica, love it. I love it. It just like drowns out the noise, brings me into my body, kind of turns my brain off and lets me focus on exactly what I'm doing. I find that my mind-muscle connection is wild. I have fixed crazy imbalances. I have fixed form issues in the gym. A lot of the big revelations I've had in the gym about like, oh, I can do this better, or holy shit, this whole time I've been doing this one movement and my arm's been kind of in this position. It was supposed to be back here. I don't find that out until I'm stoned. So it's really helped me. So I'm more of an indica user. Honestly, I usually will either smoke or vape. I mean, I don't know. There's like a million different ways to do it, but I'm not really, usually I'm using the edibles more at nighttime. I'm usually not using edibles before training. But yeah, I just,
is there a reason for that?
It's probably the combination of the delayed onset and then also how long they can last for me. So I would honestly prefer to just like hit a pen a couple of times or hit a joint a couple of times before I go in. Yes, I know that smoking anything is not going to be the healthiest thing for our bodies. It's my only vice. Let me have it.
Well, there's there's pros and cons to both, though, because like smoking's not great, but then also eating it, then it's got to process through the liver. So yeah. I mean, there's pros and cons to both, of course. Yeah. So you know, yeah. I also think it's really interesting because you and I have talked a lot about this, and I'm always really interested in your application because it is a little bit different. I know for me, you know, everybody's affected so differently by these different strains, so it is kind of a trial and error, whether it be for sleep. So for me, like the indica, actually, I have a harder time. I'm sleeping with indica.
Really?
And what's interesting for me, because I like that you talked about the body awareness, that's what keeps me from falling asleep because I come ultra aware of certain sensations in my body. So if like I have like, I have an itch and I can't stop thinking about it. And then I'm like, okay, I noticed that.
Yes. I've noticed being itchy. It's really funny. Yeah, because you're kind of feeling everything. And that's why I use it in the gym. Definitely, you know, on our podcast episode, we talked about yoga. I get absolutely blasted into another dimension before I do yoga. And that's how I go deep with it, deep mentally, physically, because yoga is all about body awareness and it's all about kind of working through some stuff. So that's probably me at my highest. and then love it in the gym too. I can't say specifically strains. People always say, well, what's your favorite strain for cardio? What's your favorite strain for lifting? There's too many now. I wish I could give, you know, one, but there's just too many. So again, trial and error. And I think that a hybrid is always a nice place to start. A hybrid's always going to give you the best of both worlds. It's not going to be too crazy. And then, of course, always being aware of the dose. I don't put anything in my body cannabis-related. I will not put anything in my body and where I don't know the dose. So not even if it's a friend handing me something and they're like, you're going to love this. I'm like, show me the label. Like, always. And that's why I love, you know, that now it's becoming legal and that we do actually have, you know, packaging and we know what we're putting because – back when I was like making brownies like 15 years ago and handing them out to my friends, like we didn't know the doses on any of these things. So yeah, so that's the THC stuff.
So I love it. What's a hybrid?
Hybrid is you're getting a little bit of sativa and indica, and usually on the packaging or you know when you're at the dispensary, they can tell you how much. They might say this is an indica dominant hybrid, which would really work for me because I would get a little bit of the benefit of sativa. So like for me, if I was going on a hike, I would probably use a hybrid. I want to be like really present on the hike and really enjoying the forest, but I also want the energy, you know, to be, you know, moving up the mountain.
I love that you talked about the dose, and I do think that it's really important for people, especially if they're new to cannabis, to always start with the very lowest amount because everybody is different in how they're affected. So I know that we have a lot we want to cover. Yeah. So kind of jumping over, I mean, I'd
Let's
love to just jump right over to CBD.
Yeah.
Because I think that one's pretty common. People are aware of it. Mm-hmm. One thing that I think people might not be aware of it is if they did take THC and started feeling a bit more than they wanted to, or maybe start feeling like a little paranoid, which some people can. CBD
mitigates the effects of it. Yeah. So I went to this really amazing THC dinner in San Francisco where every dish was made using a THC oil. And on in the centerpiece of every table, there was CBD oil. And they said, this is when I learned, this was many years ago. And they said, hey, if you start to feel like you're getting too high, just, you know, toss back some CBD or even do it preemptively and just do it now to kind of like level yourself off. So we can use that's great. If I ever have a friend who's like, I got a little too high, like we can use CBD. One thing I've learned with CBD, again, trial and error, a lot of the packaging, a lot of the items, the dose tends to be like 25-30 milligrams. And I wasn't really feeling it. You know, when people say, like, I use CBD, I don't really feel anything from it. What I've learned, I'm a high dose girl when it comes to CBD. I'm like 75 milligrams, like probably like 60 to 75 milligrams is where I'm feeling it. And I'm actually like, wow, I am noticeably relaxed. My body feels great. I feel like I can sleep, or I just feel like I'm less stressed or anxious. So we do have to play around with the dosage. And I've been working with this brand Cured Nutrition since like the beginning of my fitness journey. I love Cured products. They have CBD, they have CBG, which we'll talk about, CBN, which we'll talk about. They have products that have some THC, and you know, it's a little bit complicated, but yeah, we can kind of jump into some of the differences.
So what would you say you're primarily going to use CBD for, just to kind of wrap up CBD?
CBD for me is daily management of stress, anxiety. I'm not using it to knock myself out at night. I'm using CBN for that, but CBD is great. If I'm just like, because I can just wake up and take CBD because it's not like THC. It's not really going to affect my day. It's not going to, you know, affect my work at all. It's just maintenance. I'm not really going to notice it. You shouldn't really, if you're just doing it as daily maintenance, you shouldn't be like, whoa, I'm really feeling it. It's not really for that. You should just be feeling like you're just moving throughout your day, you know, grounded, and you're not feeling too anxious.
It's an enhancer. It's a mood enhancer, that a mood or physical enhancer that allows you to better connect with your body and better connect with your brain. And
love it during my period. Love it leading up to my period for the anxiety that I kind of deal with.
Yeah, so it creates calm. It helps with inflammation. It is. Yeah. It's not going to cause you to be high or anything like that. So if people are wondering about that and they're concerned about the high part of it, that's not an aspect that they have to worry about. And it's very easy also to get.
Yeah. And I give it to my dogs. Yes. Like CBD is great, very mellow. And then, of course, you know, you can play with the dosages. And if you want to really feel yourself mellow out, yeah, you can bump it up into that, you know, higher range of dosing. Yep. So then when it comes to sleep, one thing I've been really liking is CBN. So I use these CBN capsules from Cured Nutrition. And the way that it's been explained to me is the difference is that when you take CBN, it's kind of like just pulling the weighted blanket over you. And it's like, woo. And it's, you're not going to feel high, but you're just going to have deep sleep, less wake ups. That's kind of an important thing for a lot of people that wake up throughout the middle of the night. It's just a deeper weighted blanket feeling.
So I am a huge fan of CBN.
Yeah.
I really am. And I do notice the difference. And of course, I like to wear my Aura ring. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to use some of these different compounds and then see, did I get more deep sleep? Yeah. Did I get more REM sleep? You know, did I wake up as frequently? So I really love that you brought that up too, because that is one of the things I've noticed with the CBN. And I love the example of the weighted blanket, because for me, it has that tranquilizing effect of it's just a really nice relaxation sort of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get some products that have a little bit of everything. You might see a product that has 1 milligram of THC, 2 milligrams of CBN, 2 milligrams of CBD, something like that.
And sometimes they'll throw some melatonin in there too. I mean, some of those are really effective, especially if you're having trouble sleeping. I actually use it when traveling. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm going back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast and I need to get my body to go to sleep, and it's a 3-hour difference, it's just works miracles to, you know, start that a little bit early, and then it kind of tricks my body into going to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah. And I let it definitely take some time. I'm not going to, you know, get in bed and then pop it. I'm usually going to, you know, take something like an hour before I get in bed, or at least a half an hour. And then, it's really important to, you know, if you have a job where you are drug tested, of course, it's important to always double check these products, whether it's CBD, CBN, anything, even if it just says this is a CBD product, it's super important to read the label and to make sure that there's not a trace, you know, amount of THC in it, you know, that could pop you on a drug test.
All right. I know we wanted to jump into a couple of these other ones, because I think these were kind of the main ones I know we wanted to cover, but there's also, you brought up CBG.
CBG, which from my understanding, I don't use a ton of it. From my understanding, it's great for, there's actual like really incredible health benefits, like digestion. I think that it can be used to treat IBS, or to at least, you know, support, you know, IBS treatment. And that there's just great anti-inflammatory aspects to it. I'm not super familiar with CBG, though. I'm not taking it.
Right. And we actually have experimented a little bit with CBG. Greg sometimes can tend to have a little bit of the reflux, so we've experimented a little bit with that at night because when he lays down.
Yeah.
And would you say it's helped?
Oh, absolutely it's helped.
Okay. Yeah. That's really cool. So that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, so that one's really great. The other one, of course, is the THCV.
THCV, yeah, which I'm starting to see more in some gummies. Like I have those Kiva gummies or like the Camino ones in the little tin. Mm-hmm. I have one that is I believe it's a 2-to-1 THC THCV. And it's labeled as like a focus edible, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, THCV, I've seen it referred to as like diet weed. I think, you know, I don't know, we gotta be a little bit careful with some of that stuff and not just assume. But for some people, it can help with like munchies. Oh, we've got to talk about munchies. It can help, you know, with like appetite. You know, it can be an appetite suppressant, and it can kind of act almost like a diet weed, like can kind of speed up your metabolism. But we need more research, and everyone's going to react differently to this stuff.
That's what I was going to bring up too, is I know the research has not yet confirmed it anecdotally. What I've heard a lot, and I know you and I just talked about what you've heard from clients as well. I do have some people that just swear by it, that it really helps control the appetite a bit more. And I have a similar one that I just recently got it's called Boost or something like that. And it's got just a little bit of THC, but it's mostly THCV. Yeah. And the whole idea is to give you kind of a little bit more focus, a little bit more energy, maybe some appetite control. One of the things that I have heard from some people is for some people, they do feel a little bit high from it. So that's just something to be aware of. If I haven't, but I know you said you had, right?
I have felt it before.
It might be a dose thing too.
It totally. Everything's going to be a dose thing. Everything's going to be a strain thing. Yeah. Can we actually really quickly touch on munchies? Because I get asked so much about this.
Let's go out with that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So as a THC user, you know, so I'll get questions about how do you stay on track of your nutrition and not let that get out of control with munchies. So first of all, yes, you can choose strains that are less likely to give you munchies. So you can walk into a dispensary or you know, do some research online about the different strains. There's like Durban. There's a few different strains that are going to be great for, you know, not inducing munchies. But at the same time, I like to use indicas, and I do like to use strains that can definitely induce the munchies. So what I always do is I always set myself up for success. So if I'm going to partake, then I will usually have myself set up with something that I can like nibble on that's really satisfying. So like, let's say I'm just going to get high and watch a movie and it's just about relaxation tonight. I'm going to set myself up with a big bowl of something that I can factor into my macros, enjoy, and sit there and nibble on for a long time. It might be a big bowl of popcorn. The macros and popcorn are great. It usually is going to be a lot of fruit because I like the sweetness. I like the fact that fruit has fiber, so I'm kind of getting filled up. And I like that, you know, something like grapes or
the hydration or factor when you're,
that helps too. Definitely fruit is very hydrating, so I'll do something like a bowl of grapes. I will also set myself up, I'll make a nice cup of tea, like a mint tea. So I like to have something to sip on, whether that's tea or something bubbly, like, you know, just like a diet soda or something. And then I will also have something set up that I've already factored into my macros, so I've already, you know, planned for this. You know, a lot of, you know, staying on top of your nutrition is about planning ahead. And I use that, you know, when it comes to weed too.
We talk about the 7 P's all the time. Proper prior planning prevents piss poor weeding. Maybe that's not a P. I don't know what the potting? P would be. Potting. Maybe piss poor pot. How about piss poor pot? Yeah, there we go.
And I just want to throw this out. So for me, the way I've avoided it is if I eat before I partake, totally. And I'm already, I don't usually find that my mind goes there as quickly. So I do like to be careful not to get high if I'm hungry. Because
definitely don't, like, I don't, one scary thing that I haven't done in a while is getting high and going to the grocery store and on an empty stomach. You'll just be grabbing snacks and then you'll get in the car and you'll be opening some boxes of some things. So, and having a purpose also. So if you are going to use weed, I'll notice much less of the munchies if I have something I'm about to go do, if I'm going to go, you know, to a class or go, you know, for a hike or a walk or something.
So if you're going to give a word for each one of these little things that we've talked about. Okay. So I, and I'm just thinking like sativa, I just wrote down speed. I don't know. Speed. I don't know. I mean, just or speeding up, but so yeah. Let me just give you the ones that we've talked about and you just give your one. It's like word association. We're just going to okay. roll out with that. Okay. So sativa.
Zippy.
Okay. Indica.
Chill.
CBD.
Grounded.
CBN. I don't know if that's a word, but it'll work. It'll work. Okay.
Yeah.
CBG.
Health, okay. I guess.
And probably more to follow because we're still
yeah, we're okay. figuring that out.
All
yeah.
right. And then THCV.
I guess we'll go diet.
Okay.
We'll go diet weed with that one.
And we used one more, which was hybrid.
Oh, and then the hybrids. Best of both worlds. It's not one word.
It's close enough. That's okay. Nobody's yeah. counting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that rolls us out for this Fit Body Lifestyle Fusion Hack. Cool. Remember the three Bs. Be safe, be good to yourself, and be good to each other. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram @FitBodyFusion.